So here's some hubris. I put up T.S. Eliot on YouTube reading his poem, the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which is my monologue from my acting class. And now I'm going to read some of the monologue that I'm doing in my class myself. And I tremble to even think of hearing him and then me, but I'm going to try it. I love his reading of it. It's perfect. It's very much how I want to read it in my own way. But it's a sad monologue in many ways, one that really speaks to wanting to stay vital in life. So I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs from it, and thank you for listening. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. And indeed, there will be time to wonder, do I dare, and do I dare, time to turn back and descend the stair with a bald spot in the middle of my hair. They will say how his hair is growing thin, my morning coat, my collar mounting firmly to the chin, my necktie rich and modest, but asserted by a simple pin. They will say, but how his arms and legs are thin. Do I dare disturb the universe? In a minute, there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. For I have known them all already, known them all, have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying with a dying fall, beneath the music from a farther room. So how should I presume? And should I then presume? And how should I begin? Shall I say, I have gone at dusk through narrow streets and watched the smoke that rises from the pipes of lonely men in shirt sleeves, leaning out of windows? I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across the floors of silent seas. In the afternoon, the evening, sleep so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, or it malingers. Stretched on the floor here beside you and me, should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? That is not it at all. That is not what I meant at all. No, I am not Prince Hamlet, nor was meant to be. I am an attendant lord, one that will do to swell a progress, start a scene or two. Advise the prince, no doubt, an easy tool. Deferential, glad to be of use. Politic, cautious and meticulous. Full of high sentence, but a bit obtuse. At times, indeed, almost ridiculous. Almost, at times, the fool. I grow old. I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back. When the wind blows, the water white and black. We have lingered on the chambers of the sea, by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown, till human voices wake us and we drown. Well, thank you for listening. I'm going to keep at it. It's good for me. And I think something important is happening.